So we talk about, in the book of Luke, women are really beloved by the Lord. Many of them have good virtues. And I talk about many stories about women. Do you know still nowadays, even nowadays, in Middle East, right, some women are really oppressed. Like maybe they arranged for marriage when they were teenagers. Over there, maybe a husband can have several wives. Oh. Actually, this type of situation is very common in the old days. But from Jesus, when Jesus came, he really tells us that indeed he loved, Jesus loved women. Their soul is equally important in the eyes of God. So we should continue to talk about some woman stories. And let's talk about a sinful woman who came to repent, and Jesus really truly loved her. Luke chapter 7, verse 37. 7:37. Actually, you don't need to copy from the notes because the notes is basically from your handout, huh? So you don't really need to copy it. So verse 37, it says that there was a sinful woman from the city. Huh? The Bible already says that he is a sinful woman. And this woman actually, when he come to Jesus, the one who are with Jesus knew that he was a sinful woman too. So it's very easy to identify that she was a sinful woman. This is recorded in verse 39. Jen, would you please read verse 39? Yes, even the Pharisees who invited Jesus to come over knew that this woman was sinful. But the Bible describes how she tried to repent. That's good, right? I think I tell you this story before. I knew a sister who, I don't know what kind of error she made, but one member encouraged her to come back to the church. I cannot forget about it because I was leading the service and she was standing outside of the chapel the whole service time. Not in the car, just standing outside of the chapel. You know that it was winter time, it was a church by seashore. It's very cold. But she just, when she came, we are singing hymn. And she's like, wow, such a holy place, right? So guilty. Feel so guilty to the point that she dare not to step inside the chapel. It's only human that we sometimes feel like we are not worthy. But I think it's good that you don't feel you are worthy. It's good. But at least, let's try. Even like people may also knew you all, even the audience over here. The church member, maybe. The church member also knew that you are a sinner. Like this girl, this lady. Everybody know. The Pharisees knew that she was a sinner. Yet, she still came to Jesus. First steps. Dare to go to the presence of Jesus. To return. This is first step. Second step, Victoria just said what? Weep, right? This is what? Sorrow and contrite heart. Let's turn to Psalm 50. Psalm 50. Psalm 51, verse 17. 51, verse 17. I knew that there's a sister or brother from Australia. Sister. What's your name, sister? Huh? Cindy, can you read, please? 51:16. Seventeen. broken and contrite heart, it will not despise, right? Brethren, how many of you are repenting still? Raise your hand. You're still repenting? I mean, do we repent to a point that we truly, like your heart is broken? How come we do not repent like her? We cannot repent like her. How come we cannot repent to a point that she wept Jesus' feet to the point that she's able to use her hair to, if it is only one drop, do you need hair to? It's only one drop, I think. It's only one drop of tear. Do you need to use your hair to do this? Probably it's more than one drop, right? Weeping. Huh? The Bible says weeping. What do you think? One of the way to repent is you truly feel sorry to a point that you feel, what? I was so bad, right? But how come I don't see tears a lot? I don't see a lot of tears in NYTS. How come? What do you think? What is the reason why? What is the reason why we don't have tears anymore? What is the reason why? What do you think? I realize one thing, the more education you have or the more TV you watch, your heart is very, very hard. It is like your heart. Some people really are very, those areas without electricity, without TV, without internet, right? I realized their heart could be so soft, so easy to be touched. I cannot forget the first trip I went to Fiji years ago. That was about 20 years ago, I think, or at least 15 years ago. There was that part of the Fiji island has no electricity. I was preaching about Jesus, just to preach about Jesus. A lot of people cry. They feel the love of Jesus. I feel, wow, how come the people are so pure over here? But look at the person who received advanced civilization or internet. You see too much murdering. You see too much cheating. You see too much illegal, weird stuff. Then your heart, you don't cry anymore. When is the last time you cried? When is the last time you cried? When you were a baby? When's the last time? When is the time you truly, many of us actually are repenting. But where is our sorrow and contrite heart? I think there's something. One thing is that we watch too much TV. Our heart has been polluted. Second thing is that we are not as close as Jesus Christ. We don't feel his love. We don't feel we don't hear his presence that strong yet. Yesterday, you heard a testimony from a sister, right? Talk about, she just realized 16 years ago how Jesus loved her, right? And she said that whenever she tests about it, she feel like so touched, right? That is because she feel like, she's as if she still can hear the voice of Jesus. Did she say that she tried to imitate the tone of God, right? So really she was as if she still can hear it. So really we don't cry because we don't feel that close. Like yes, we repent, but we repent from a distance. We are not that close. I think that is the second reason. Third reason is that I think now we do not think that our sin is that terrible yet. Oh, it's not a mortal sin. Yeah. I just did a mistake. I got a lot of excuses. Yeah. So everybody do it. I'm not the only one. Right? So, yes, I'm sorry, Jesus, but you know, I'm not the only one, right, Jesus? So we don't have that kind of contrite, sorrowful attitude. Now, what you can learn from repentance? What you can learn? Somebody just say something over here. What you can learn from repentance? What did she do? She used her hair to wash Jesus' feet, right? Anybody who truly trying to repent when they come to the presence of God, they are not seeking their own glory. They will not come to the church and say, hey, how come you don't arrange me to lead hymns? You don't arrange me to play piano? I just want to, you know, just want to show that I can do something. They will use their glorious part to do the most insignificant part of the church, like wiping the feet of Jesus. They will humble themselves. This is the mentality of repentance. Now, where is the feet of Jesus Christ today? You will use the most glorious power to serve the lowest point of Jesus' body. Where's the lowest point of Jesus' body today? Huh? Huh? Joseph? The church. Where is the most insignificant part of the church? The Bible says, Jesus said, if you give a cup of water to the little one in the name of Jesus, right? You will. So the little one, you do not serve elders or deacon members. You just serve the little one. Did I tell you the story when I was in Argentina? One sister was learning to be an IE teacher. She went to IE seminars and she shared one thing. She said, she did not know that to serve as an IE teacher, she need to help the little kids to, because one time, there was a little kid going to restroom. She was about 3-4 years old. She called poo-poo, or 3 years old, called poo-poo, right? After poo-poo, right? She yelled at the teacher, teacher, come over. I need someone to wipe my butts. And she said, wow, as a teacher, I need to do that. Did she do it? She do it, huh? The most insignificant, or maybe dirtiest, part you are willing to serve. I cannot forget about this. A mother told me, my daughter's hand is not for washing dishes. My daughter's hand is for piano playing. Her hand is not for dishes, but for piano. Some people have a mentality of servitude. Some job is more noble, but the other job is more humble. But you truly a person who like to repent in front of God. You do whatever people do not wish to do. Maybe hiding in the bathroom, clean the toilet, clean the bathroom. Oh. That type of jobs. That's how she do. She used the most glorious part to wipe the most glorious part of Jesus. That is how you show, how we show repentance. Now, another repentance, what else do you learn from this story? How do you repent? Hello? I guess you know that. You are two. Huh? What? Deborah. Yeah. Huh? She kissed her feet. What do you mean by she kissed her feet? Showing love, right? Showing love later on, even like break a jar and anointed Jesus' feet. So truly, a lot of people really love Jesus. No matter it is money-wise, time-wise, servitude-wise, they will dedicate their whole. Why? Because they feel like they owe God so much. They are willing to, no matter it's, in a jars, a kiss, whatever it is. This is only a thing that I feel very interesting. One day, I got sick very seriously, coughing. And thank God when I go to the podium, a lot of beloved brothers and sisters, they just offer a cup of water on the podium and stuff. And maybe I speak about 4 sentences or 5 sentences, I start to cough, right? And after I step down from the podium, an old sister came to me. You guys are Levites. Levites, because Levites and Simon kill the people in Sichem after they receive circumcision. Therefore, they are cursed by Jacob. So you are Levite. you serve because you were cursed before. That's why you need to do, even though you are very tiresome, you still need to do servitude. when I was listening to her and thinking about it, yes, I am not good in the past, so now I got to dedicate my life to do this. Even though I'm sick, I still need to do this. Some of us, we serve not because we think we are any better than other people. We serve because it is special grace. We serve because we think that we owe much more. We were bad in the past, maybe, than the average brothers and sisters. We are like Levites who did bad things and we got cursed. And then we got to repay Jesus' love. I think a lot of people serve the Lord have that type of mentality. But guess what? What did Jesus say? Verse 47. The sinful woman, this is most comforting words that she can hear, right? Jackie, would you please read? Because her love is more, therefore her forgiveness is more. 她许多罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多。 So today, one of the repentance that we can manifest it is that you truly show more love toward Jesus by what? By serving Him, by kissing Him, by serving the most insignificant part of Jesus Christ. And then, because your love is great, your forgiveness is great. So by doing this, can we say that the Lord Jesus Christ is like an unrighteous officer? You bribe Him more, then He will forgive you more. You give Him more gift. You love Him more. You bribe Him more. He is like an unrighteous officer. You just bribe Him, and then you are a thief. You're supposed to get locked up. No, you don't need to be locked up. Is it this type of concept? Just like a Catholic church in the past. You are a sinner, you deserve to go to purgatory. Right? And then, you just buy a papa ticket. Just offer money. And when you offer the money, I can announce that, oh, your father's soul now is delivered out of the, purgatory. Papa ticket. How do you call it? Indulgent. Okay. 赎罪券, right? Papa ticket. Indulgent. 赎罪券. Well, it's the similar concept. You love Jesus more, therefore your sins are forgiven. It's like that. Is it this concept? It's like a fasting prayer, huh? To me, it's like fasting prayer. Fasting prayer is you do it to show your humbleness. And then God will listen to you due to you humble yourself. But it is not a way to bribe God or to force God to listen to you. The same thing, we are sinners. We don't deserve everything, right? We just come and we offer our prayer, and it is up to His mercy. It is up to God's mercy because you would not really touch Him. Not because you bribe Him. You know, some people want to bribe Him, just offer money. They just give you money and that's it, period. No, this girl is not only offer jars of alabaster perfume. She really do it with her hair, with her mouth, do everything. This is not bribing. This is really showing how regret she was, how much she loved Jesus Christ. Oh, so it is to touch Jesus to forgive us. It is not to bribe Him to forgive us. So there are different concepts over here. Oh, but anyhow, we learned that if you truly want to repent, we can learn from her. And hopefully, you can hear this voice speaking to you. Your sins have been forgiven. Oh, that must be the most wonderful verse that you can hear from Jesus. All right, let's read another case. Let's read chapter 8, verse 2 to 3. Chapter 8, verse 2 to 3. Elizabeth, can you read? You finish. So verse 1 says that Jesus was preaching in many cities, and then he bring along the 12, and also some women. And those women not only following Jesus in his missionary, those women also provide for the need of Jesus. When Jesus are resurrected, Peter went back to fishing. Why? Because those women scatter around. When those women scatter around, nobody truly provided for Jesus and his disciples. Therefore, Peter has no food to eat. Peter got to go back to go fishing. Oh. Some sister, especially sister, are so willing to give more than. Maybe them brothers, Yeah. They are, I guess they follow Jesus, not only provide for their food, probably also cook for them too. Yeah. In True Jesus Church, many brethren experience love of God, love of Jesus. Therefore, they love Jesus also by offering time and resources and money. Especially early days, like in Taiwan. You know, early days in Taiwan church, right? There are many missionaries from Western come to Taiwan to do missionary work. And those are, because Christian was considered outside church, it is not original religion in Taiwan is Buddhism, right? But many churches, including Catholic church, the missionary bring a lot of support, food to Taiwanese people, like flour? To make bread? Not flour. Flour? Oh. 面粉. But at that time, TJC is very independent financially. And I remember one worker says, because Jesus loved our members so much, therefore our member loved Jesus also. That's why since day one in TJC, TJC history in Taiwan, we never receive any support from any other organization. We are our own feet. Why? Because indeed, early days in Taiwan, many demon possessed got cured. Can you imagine that if a person, the lady have seven demons on her? She really cannot do too much, really. I mean, her life is totally ruined. And Jesus came and she was cured. No, she really wanted to use her whole life to follow Jesus, to serve Jesus. That's how people love Jesus Christ. Some sisters are really very, they really know how to care for missionary work, care for worker. In my life of serving, I miss one old lady. She passed away recently. She was about 70, and I was told when I was in TDP that when I go out to visit, better bring either a brother or two sisters. Never bring one sister along. But this sister, since she is in her 70s already, right? 60s, 70s. I don't care because she was 60, 70 already. So I bring her along with me to go visitation. This sister is so loving, know how to care. I remember when I bring her on the car, she would bring a lot of bags. Inside is what? 水蜜桃, you know? The fruits, you know? Maybe some bun, some bread, and even prepare lunch for you. So whenever I bring her along with me, I don't need to worry what to drink and what to eat. She always provides. Very loving lady. And then, did I tell you, maybe I tell you this. One day we visit a widow. And I was talking to the widow. She was in her 40s, I think, with two kids, one in college and one in high school. And the lady, this old sister, is sitting at the other side, keep crying. I was looking at her when I was talking to the sister. Hey, how come you're crying? I didn't ask her in front of her face. In front of everybody, right? Then after the visitation, we go out to the car. I ask her, "Why are you crying?" Right? And she said, "Preacher, next time when you want to visit this widow, let me know because I feel so sad. I did not bring anything to her. You know, because she don't have income. She have two kids in school, and she feel very guilty when she visit this family. She did not bring anything as gift." To the family. I was so touched by this old lady. Oh, she is indeed very beautiful lady to me. Oh. A lot of sister in our church is like that. Yeah. Next time when I visit that widow again, I told her, "We are going to visit that widow." Do you know what she brings? She brings rice, a bag of rice, some pao mian, some instant noodles. And she's happy. I'm happy when she's happy. I'm happy. Anyway. Thank God. Thank God for those women that support the missionary work. You know, when we go to Africa, we have a preacher who like to bring bunch of volunteer to go with him. A bunch of volunteers, like a lot of youth. Many of you went to AMC. This co-worker will bring an AMC volunteer to go with him. And the journey is really tough, I'm telling you. You know, this brother, this co-worker, he's very strong physically. So, you know, sometimes we take bus, 9 o'clock, about six of us. 9 o'clock in the evening, we take bus and we go to another country at the border around 6 o'clock in the morning, and then go to the border, and then take another bus for about 4 hours. So you sleep in the bus in the bus from 9 to 6, and then another bus for so about 10 hours in the journey, right? And then we reach there. When you come back, the same thing. Huh? Oh, so after following him, I said, "Brother, I really cannot take it anymore." So sometimes when you feel like, even like brothers, travel with brothers, we are all brothers. It is so tiresome already. Can you imagine those sisters following Jesus? Not only one of them, but maybe few sisters following Jesus. How harsh, especially in the old days, it could be. But they still have that kind of heart for missionary work. So this is something we all can learn from those sisters. Let's read another one, another story. Talk about virtues and good points of sisters. Luke chapter 10. Here talk about Matthew and Mary, huh? And Mary, she chose the best portion. Chapter 10, verse 42. 成家. You are 成家, right? 成家. Yes, huh? Mary have chosen the best portion, which cannot take away. What is this best portion the Bible is talking about? I guess you know, right? What is this best portion? Andrew. You choose the best portion. What is it? Verse 39. Who can read? Kevin. 你叫 Kevin 吗？你也叫 Kevin 啊 ？Calvin， 加尔文。Okay, set at Jesus' feet, right? Set at Jesus' feet. This is indeed the best portion. Jesus said, blessed are those who can hear, right? Who can hear his message. When you go to heavenly kingdom, what do you do? What do you think? I don't know, but let's guess. Joseph, when you go to heavenly kingdom, what do you do? Say hi. Say hi to Jesus. What else do you think you will do when you go to heavenly kingdom besides saying hi to Jesus? Say hi to family. Say hi to angel. Some people so vision, huh? When they go to heavenly kingdom, they are listening to Jesus preaching. Preaching, huh? How many of you heard this type of testimony before? They are hearing Jesus preaching. And angel was interpreting. that's what was in the vision, right? Sometimes, though, there are a lot of things we are yet to know. Can you imagine that? Oh, God is almighty, is all wisdom, right? When you go up there, you want to hear the wisdom from the Lord. And so how blessed it is that you can sit at the feet of Jesus to listen to him. Let's turn to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1. Chapter 5, verse 1. Now, we have three Korean sisters, right? I think there's a girl called Hua Wan. I remember your name because your name is a restaurant's name. Sorry. Just make everybody wake up. Thank you. Chapter 5, verse 1. So when you go to the temple of God, be careful how you walk, right? And you shall go approach and listen. 近前听. You draw close, you draw near. Draw near. 近前听, right? So who are drawing near to listen today? Maybe the first three people, those people are drawing near. How about the one in the back? Is they are not drawing near. It's not that meaning, I think. Huh? Drawing near to hear means that we are really attentive. Try to learn. Try to equip as much as possible. And again, this is something that nobody is able to take it away from you. Something that it is in you, is for you, and nobody can take away. And this is best portion. I realize some of you have Skype Bible study or Google Hangout with your peers. How many of you do it in your school days? That you hang out or you do Bible study with your peers. Raise your hand. Come on, please. Thank you. I hope that you can continue doing it, especially you do not have your local church is very far away. You don't have a local church to join. You'd better join your teams, which share Bible. When you share Bible together, you do it in the name of Jesus, right? Even though you are in different places, but you truly worship the Lord. You truly read Bible with your heart. Actually, you are like Mary sitting in front of Jesus' feet. And this is the best portion you can have. And this is the best way for you to maintain your spirituality, especially when you do not have fellowship to go to. Many, I heard that SD have very good fellowship, right? Besides SD, I don't know. Where else have good fellowship nowadays? Do you think your school have good fellowship? Raise your hand. Let me see. I know SD have good one. SD people think so? SD people? I heard that SD people are very close. Yeah? Everybody agree? So you shall transfer to SD then. But actually, SD people have very good fellowship because it is really some brother and sister really put their hearts into it from the beginning. They truly put their hearts into it to make it a very good fellowship. But if, just in case you do not have a good fellowship, I really, really encourage that you have some Bible study. Again, you know, in your busy school life, so filled with temptations, you know, a lot of people are partying around. Maybe your roommate bring opposite sex into inside. In that type of environment, how do you keep your faith? I keep telling brother and sister, on the minimum maintenance of your spirituality is that from Monday to Thursday, you should have at least one Bible study with your peers or with your local church, at least one. Oh, not talking about Friday night and Saturday, right? It is church time. For sure, you should try to make it. So Mary, choose the best portion. Hopefully, you can also choose the best portion. I guess a lot of people are tired. I'm not going to continue. What time is it now? Oh. Any question? Any question so far? We go too slow, yeah? We go too slow. Did I have anything to... All right, maybe let's finish one more character, then finish this slide. Luke chapter 13, verse 10. Luke 13, verse 10. Again, this shows that Jesus loved women. A lot of women was cured by Jesus Christ. 13, verse 10 to 12. 10 to 12. Who else? Yeah, I think I called you already, right? Who else I did not call? Felicia, I called your name already. From Houston, Deacon Wong's daughter. What is your name? Sarah. Huh? Sarah. Yes, your name is Sarah. Let's read chapter 13, verse 10 and 10 to 12. So what caused this woman to have a hunchback problem? Sarah? How come she has a problem for 18 years? How come? Who make it that she can have these kind of illnesses? Yes, spirit. Satan, right? Satan sometimes can really make people get sick. So sometimes when you are sick, one of the resources could be from Satan. You know what? Whenever we baptize people, and get up, her illness or his illness will cure, probably that illness have to do with Satan too. Because baptism is not for curing. Baptism is for sin forgiven. But because Satan, when you become Christ person, there's no room for Satan. And Satan left, then your illnesses are cured. Could be that way. That's why in the church, sometimes we see that some people got cured after water baptism. How do I know that after water baptism, Satan is not there anymore? Once upon a time, we baptized a person, the church baptized a person, and she was possessed, right? But when she get up, and the Satan speaks through his or her mouth, saying that, it's okay, I still have rooms to live. Because her hair was not totally immersed, right? So the Satan cried out, he still had rooms to live. Then we do it again, and get up, and it's okay. Right? I don't know, maybe I share this with you. There's another case. There was another demon-possessed came and tried to receive water baptism. But this demon-possessed was very severe. So when he came to the ocean, he started to swim to the oversea, to open seas. When he come in, she just swim over, right? Just keep going. Then what does the preacher do? The preacher say, in the name of Jesus, you come back. And then he start to swim like this. Then after he swim to the pastor said, in the name of Jesus, Yeah, this is what I heard when I was a kid. I think it's funny. But it is true that some illness have to do with Satan. Okay, I think we will talk about Jesus love women, and women are very loving in Jesus' age. Let's pray in silence.